This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. And here he is, Chief Economist for Windermere Real Estate, Matthew Gardner. So let me ask you the question I've been asking anytime I get an economist on the air. The job numbers look great. The growth numbers look great. And here we are, you know, looking forward to a recession. So what's going on?
Good morning, David. It is fascinating. I mean, the 517,000 number was a huge surprise. I think it's one of the biggest misses that any economist had in a long time in terms of the forecast. There's a couple of reasons for it. One of which is it's January, and the numbers are seasonally adjusted. And January is notorious for being bad once you start messing with the seasonal adjustments. But if you look at the unseasonally adjusted numbers, well, the country lost 2.3 million jobs. So that's why seasonality is so important. But it is notoriously bad. However, that said, it was still far more robust than anyone had expected. So there's a good and a bad about that. The economy clearly is not slowing down at the speed the Federal Reserve would like to see it.
We still hear that the vacancy rate in Seattle office buildings is really high, like above 50%, right?
Well, that last time I checked, it was getting closer, depending on how it's calculated. We haven't yet seen the number of people coming back to the office that I think a lot of business owners would like to see. And I think a lot of them are actually waiting for the economy to slow down a bit more, which means that can give them, ideally, the leverage.
More leverage, yeah.
To get people to come back. Clearly hasn't happened yet.
Now, is Seattle at a disadvantage because of the whole, public civility thing? Or are other cities like Bellevue or Portland seeing the same thing?
I think they're really seeing the same thing. However, that is, talk about civility, that certainly is a part of the rationale for workers not wanting to come back. Well, not wanting to come back and being made to are two different things. So I think it's certainly part of the equation. There is no doubt. Very specifically, I'd say more here in Seattle than it would be in Bellevue. We know it's bad in San Francisco. We know it's bad in Portland as well. So it's not just us. But I think as we go through the course of this year, we are going to start seeing more workers coming back into their offices.
Good. I hope so. I don't know if you watched the 747 ceremony last week, but I did. I found it fascinating. And it was actually surprisingly upbeat the way the executives were talking about the future of aerospace. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I do. And there's a couple of reasons why. One of which is we need to replace the global fleet of planes over the course of the next 20 to 25 years anyway. That's point one. Point two is, well, Boeing's competition has always been Airbus, which has been, in essence, funded to the greater degree by the ECB, by the European Union.
It's unfair.
Exactly. Europe is having some of the issues that we're having here as well. Their checkbooks aren't quite as wide open as they used to be. And that can certainly put Boeing into a better position, arguably, in terms of the being able to compete with Europe. Is it going to be a good thing? Yeah, I mean, we're going to keep on flying. Some new orders are coming in, is my understanding. That's a positive. I think they want to put another line up in Everett. I believe they made
that
announcement last
737,
week.
737,
yeah. Right. So I think it's not all doom and gloom. The question really, I think, for a lot of people is going to be, well, where are these planes going to be built? Mm-hmm. Will they be built here or will they be built in South Carolina?
What do you think? I mean, do we still maintain an advantage or is Boeing going to continue to spread out its bets?
I think we still maintain an advantage. I think not just from the qualifications of the workforce. I think that they've got some ability here, given the land mass that they own and also control what's going on around them. And there's a lot of compelling reasons why I think it will be here.
Let's talk housing market.
Yes, sir.
So where are we at now? Since we're in this sort of limbo between growth and recession, what do you see home prices doing?
Well, right now, home prices are certainly down. I mean, year over year, they're up in King County, down modestly in Pierce and Snohomish. However, I always caution when you look at the year over year numbers. Housing's not exactly fungible, I mean, not easily tradable. And therefore, to compare literally this month, rather than looking at it on an annual average, which I think is a better way to look at it, if you just do that compared month the same month the prior year, well, come April and May of this year, looking back a year ago, it's going to be the numbers are going to be horrible. There's no doubt about it. So what am I looking at? I think we've seen certainly a lot more homes for sale than we've seen in the last several years. I mean, up almost 200% here in the Puget Sound. However, if you go back to the last pre-COVID year, real year, well, the number of homes available for sale is actually still down by more than 30%.
Windermere Chief Economist Matthew Gardner. It is 7:53. Real.